sometimes you just never know when there's a hero amongst you. Yeah, a lot of times this happens for us when we're in places that maybe there'll be an asked for recognition of veterans. Maybe they play like an armed forces medley if you're some kind of concert event. Or I'll use a very good example. One of the things I love going to Spirit Games, you know, they do the veteran of the game. Art, you know that.
Oh, yeah.
And somebody stands up and just don't realize what this person's done. And then they start listing all of the service and accomplishments and what they've done. It's like amazing. And here's this person humbly sitting there just standing up for recognition and receiving a well-deserved standing ovation. But you're just like, wow, you know, this person sitting right next to me had no clue. So, you know, I'm playing this adult hockey team in the Saga Bay Ice Arena. And a group of guys getting together from all ages, all walks of life. And we're starting to get some of the stories. Some of the guys thought, you know, let's just share some of our stories, a little brief bios among us, so just so we know who we are as we're gathered here in this locker room talking and then getting out on the ice and supporting each other. We're having a great time. And I knew that the leader of our team had a veteran's background, and there's a couple other guys who play on our team. But our leader, and I'll use his name, he doesn't know I'm sharing his stories, so I'll just use his first name, Doug. In fact, we have Doug Sr. and Doug Jr., a father-son combination.
Oh, okay.
But Doug posted his biography for us, and my jaw just dropped. Again, knowing he had a veteran's background, but not to this extent. And so on Veterans Day, again, a hero sitting right next to me, and who knew? He said, first of all, he comes from a hockey family. His dad played, his grandpa played. Now his oldest son plays. He's got four kids. He's married. And he writes this, "I'm a medically retired U.S. Army sergeant who was wounded by a suicide car bomber in Baghdad, Iraq, 2005. I'm a strong Christian. It was God and the amazing MP team and medics that saved my life in the attack. I started a nonprofit called Miracle Soldier about 10 years ago to share my story, faith, and to help veterans. I speak at schools, churches, businesses, veteran and community events. I'm a Purple Heart recipient. And for those who wondered why I might have missed a pass or ran into them on the ice, it's because I was blinded in my left eye in the attack. There's a good chance I might run into you or somebody on the other team each game. You never know. In fact, when I score a goal, I like to tell the goalie they just got scored on by a one-eyed guy."
That's the humor to go with it.
Yeah. "I recently graduated from Liberty University's School of Divinity with a Master's of Arts in Religion and Theology. At one point, I wanted to be a chaplain. I also made the Delta Difference. And I graduated from SVSU as well. He started playing hockey in middle school, high school, stopped in high school, then joined the Army National Guard in 2001. 17 years later, he got back into hockey when a veterans team started in Bay City, the Michigan Warriors. Now he plays for the Spirit Warriors and plays for this adult team that I'm on, too, and leading our team."
Well, how about that?
Wow.
What a story.
Yeah. Isn't that something? Yeah. Again,
no, he had no clue.
Background, but, you know, and this goes back to, do we ever ask veterans what their story is? But then you ask, but a veteran doesn't tell you.
Right.
The veterans, yeah, I served, but sometimes, and they just said, I just thought I wanted to share, let you know what's going on. And again, it's interesting, we have a couple of guys who are now being part of the team who are veterans, too, that also played for the Warriors. In fact, another guy who wears, well, he hasn't worn it, we encourage him to. The first time he played, he had a wound, he had an eye patch on.
Oh.
And it's kind of, again, the sense of humor. Mm-hmm. At one point, there was a pass right to him, and he missed it. And his veteran friend who passed it to him yelled out to him, "What, are you blind?" And you know, like, can we laugh at this? Yeah, they're joy. You just recognize and appreciate and the stories that are out there. Veterans Day 2020, and recognized here with WSGW and you.